USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
It's going to be one of the most well-policed, best-protected events at one of the safest venues in the entire world.
That's New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill as police in the Big Apple and detectives across the country prepare to keep you safe for New Year's celebrations. The New Year's Eve Times Square Ball, 12,000 pounds, ready to go. Law enforcement establishing frozen zones. There are snipers on roofs, bomb-sniffing dogs patrolling the streets, radiation detectors, and this year, the NYPD using drones. John Miller, NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence and Counterterrorism.
What's different this year is the counter-drone technology.
In other news, the partial government shutdown now in its second week and will roll into 2019. Lawmakers return to Capitol Hill after the New Year's holiday on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, a guest on Fox News Sunday, she says it's time for Congress to get back to work.
They need to come to the table and do their job. A fully functioning democracy demands that both parties come together and that the Congress and the executive branch work together.
A bald eagle goes rogue at a College Bowl game. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The 90,000 fans at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas went wild. When during the pregame ceremonies at the Cotton Bowl between Clemson and Notre Dame, the giant eagle named Clark, who was part of the ceremony, delayed his flight back to a handler in the end zone, first landing on a very frightened man in the stands before flying over to a second man who, familiar with bird handling, had held out his arm. A professional handler eventually showed up to retrieve the eagle. Meanwhile, the wife of the man who provided that temporary perch for Clark had gone to the ladies' room and missed all the excitement. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build the wall. The Department of Homeland Security secretary in Texas inspecting detention facilities at the U.S. border with Mexico. This visit after a second child trying to get into the U.S. illegally with his family dies. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso died after receiving minimal treatment for flu-like symptoms. An autopsy showed he tested positive for influenza B. Kirsten Nielsen traveled to the southern border on Friday to inspect border facilities after the two Guatemalan children died. Secretary Nielsen visited border facilities in El Paso, Texas. She also inspected another facility in Yuma, Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Some news now about your health. The CDC warning anyone who has cancer now or who has had the disease in the past to get a flu shot. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
The flu vaccination is especially important for people with cancer or a history of cancer because they are at a high risk of developing serious flu complications. Those over the age of 65 have a weaker immune response, making them open to complications to the flu. Two vaccines that are designed to create a stronger immune response are available for those over 65 that offer 4 times the amount of antigen as a regular flu shot. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.